Nedarim per Yud Mishnehei. By Geras Shasa Shneimasoi Chaydash. By Geras that waits 12 months. Valmana Shloshim Yom. And an Almana 30 days. From when the husband is requesting her to go under the chuppah. So Taisenta points out that the 12 months, the request that he made was the day that she became a Bogeres. So now 12 months passed. We're in Almana for 30 days. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Hol Valachai B'mizaynoisea Yofer. So Rabbi Eliezer says that since her husband, now that the time came for the chuppah, whether or not she decided to come or not, since that time came, and he's chayiv now to give her mizaynos, yofer. He can now be mefer. Because the whole reason that normally, Taisenta points out, that a husband is mefer, his wife's nedarim, is because any time a woman makes a nether, she does it al das bala, because she knows that he's the one that's supporting her, and if he doesn't want it, she doesn't want the nether either. This is what the Gemara says. So therefore, since at this point in time, the husband is chayiv to give her mizonos, even though there's no nesuin done, he can be made for her nedarim. Now, normally we said that by kiddushin, by erusin, unless the nesuin is done, the husband needs to do it in tandem with her father. But here you see that this is one exception, that if the time comes for nesuin and he starts giving her mizonos, the mizonos itself that he gives her is enough of a reason that he could be made for her nedarim all by himself without her father. Now, the truth is her father couldn't even do anything now because we're dealing with a bogeres. But the point is that a husband is normally not allowed to be made for his wife's nedarim by himself, even if, let's say, she's a yesoma. The only way to do it is by nesuin, or if by erusin, if the father's alive, except for this example. And Taisenta points out this could be even according to the shita that we had in Ksuvis, even if we're machmer, that if this time would come, the 12 months, and she doesn't get married, she still can't eat truma from her husband, you could still hold her, but Eliezer holds of that too. Because that they were just machmer by truma, but legabi nedarim over here, we're going to be make on allow him to do it. The Chum say, however, that a husband can never be mefer until she actually comes into his rishus. It's machlokes rishonim. What does that mean, coming into his rishus? Do you actually need a chuppah? Or also, when the shluchim go and bring her to him, is that considered enough his rishus? Regardless, she has to enter his rishus in order for him to be able to be mefer her nedarim by himself.